is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I do not know what it is that you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you do and that you decide to do that do with me. We're talking, right? And so there are a number of things that are happening in and around the country. I see that the now leader of the opposition and former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis, is in the fight for his political life. He seems to still enjoy good favor on the inside of his general counsel. Apparently, he won a vote of 17 to 1. At least we know, 17 to 12, rather. At least we know that he can still win in there. But outside of the internal politics, the question all over the country that is being asked now is, now what, right? Now that we've decided that we wanted a new administration, now that we've decided that we wanted a new day, what exactly does that look like? I see the Prime Minister got out early with some tours at the Princess Margaret Hospital. Let me say that if I was an advisor of his, I would have advised against it. Why? The Prime Minister is a man that's almost 70 years old. His minister has already gone there. It's kind of like George W. Bush and Katrina. You never want the leader to be on the ground in the most chaotic situation because the department or the attention that his office requires takes attention away from other things. So I would have advised against it, although I thought it was good photo ops. It's working time, all right? And so I think that if the Prime Minister acts on the advice of the minister and on the advice of the senior people in health, that would have been sufficient for me. But for whatever it's worth, it's already behind us. He's already gotten it done. He looks prime ministerial. I have to give him that. Kind of little, but once you get past the littleness, he looks very prime ministerial. And so as we begin to go through the next 5 years, of course, we all have expectations of things we hope to see. You know, all over the weekend, Pookie Doz was killing one another up and down, left and right. And so that is a challenge that's going to be on the hands of this new administration. Of course, we now know that the Minister of National Security is going to be none other than Wayne Munro. He's going to have his hand full with that. Of course, we still await some cabinet appointments, I understand, at 2 o'clock today. Most notably missing among them are the Ministry of Social Service, the Ministry of Transportation, and I think the Ministry of Youth, Sport, and Culture. So I don't know if those portfolios will look the way we have become accustomed to seeing them. Also notably missing from them is the Ministry of the Environment, because we know that that is the way the world is heading now, and so we don't see that popping up just yet. I think also missing is, I don't know if this ministry will return, but there's been no talk about the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness and Reconstruction. Also, the Ministry of Grand Mahama, if that is still going to be a thing, I think it is a wonderful idea to have a ministry allocated for your second largest economy. And I say that in air quotations because we know that Grand Mahama has been on a walking stick for a long time. But the now what? The things that we need to see in order to ensure that this isn't just a new day, but that we're going in the right direction. Not necessarily a new direction, but a right direction. I think that is something that we want to talk about. I brought with me Dr. Carlos Reed. He's here with me in studio this morning. And we're kind of going to chop it up and think about the things that we want to see. Think about the things that we believe are necessary. And who are some of the people that we think can get it done? So, Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I am splendidly well.
You look splendidly well. I heard you had a birthday the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting up. I could now go on the privileged line inside some of these places, you know what I mean?
But you don't look the part.
No, I believe I don't have, like, much bad habits other than, like, sometimes I eat unhealthy.
You yeah. know? You like pork chop?
No, don't eat that. Don't bother with that pork.
Oh, no?
You know,
oh, well, that's my weakness in life.
Yeah.
I don't if it's pork chop, pork. Give it to me. Pork, yeah. Steak, give it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Doc, I know you've been advocating for a long time. Actually, you went viral at one point during the last couple of days leading up to the election. What are some of the things you're hopeful for in this new administration?
Well, I'm hoping that we have a government that really for the people.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I've seen where a person's elected to parliament and they're one way before they get in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get in, they forget about people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the biggest problems that I had with the former administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them forget from whence they came. You know, all of a sudden, the people elect you and you forget about the people.
Right.
You believe that your allegiance is, like we quote, to Queen Elizabeth or whoever she appoints.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not the one that hired you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people in the communities, the constituencies
yeah.
that hire you.
Sure.
See, I believe that for most part, we don't understand really what a member of parliament is.
Mm-hmm.
A member of parliament is one that is chosen from among the community to go to the house to represent our views.
Right.
This is why most of them, when they rise, they say they rise on the feet of the people of this constituency.
Right.
But leave on, how much of them ever come to us and ask us, like, what is our view?
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I noted, like, in the last administration when there was the issue with the VAT.
Mm-hmm.
And some people decide to vote based upon like
what their constituents wanted, yeah.
Right. And then they were penalized for it.
Right.
You know, so I'm hoping that we move to a more mature representation of the people's views,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I believe that the Prime Minister, Brave Davis, and his cabinet that he's forming, I believe that they're going to do just that.
Mm.
I got some high hopes for them.
Now, I know there are people in the last administration, I mean, easily to my mind, I think about people like Jeffrey Lloyd, who I know advocated for there to be a reemergence of the EASE program before he was in mm-hmm. parliament. Needless to say, it was the Free National Movement that stopped the EASE program.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I honestly thought that with people like Mr. Lloyd coming back, I would see the reemergence of things like the EASE program.
I honestly thought so, too.
I thought that we would see a further development of the Shaw program into something mm-hmm. That would materialize into something more tangible and beneficial. I know that you had a program, the shock treatment program, mm-hmm. for a bit. But it seems as though all of those kind of fizzled out in the last 5 years. What are your thoughts about those things coming back? What are your thoughts about those things being absolutely necessary in the reformation of our boys?
You know, John Maxwell once penned that everything rises and falls with leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is basically being able to manage portfolios that are given to you.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at intervention and prevention of one of the nation's major challenges now, and that is of violence, particularly as gangs of taking control of our streets.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at what it costs us to house every individual that is sent to our prison, even though we call it a correctional department, it costs us almost $20,000 a year for every inmate.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person commits the act of murder, he can spend at least, and he's convicted, he'll spend at least 30 years inside prison. when you do the math with $20,000 times 30, that's $600,000.
Right, over the course of his sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you have 10 of them that has similar sentence, that's $6 million.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 100, that's $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to spend this kind of money, shouldn't we look at like preventative programs to make sure that we manage the people's purse rather than just like dumping money into a system that is not rehabilitated these young persons or persons that go to jail? When we look at the recidivism rate at the prison, it's bordering around 80%.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at success rate or inside our schools, we have a failing average of almost 80%.
Okay.
So it serves to say, right, that if I go to prison, I could become a career criminal. But if I go to school, their chances are that they can't even get an education.
Okay.
We need to flip that.
Okay.
And how we flip that is we need to start educating people, not just with the curriculum that's being established in our schools, but how do we manage our anger? How do we resolve conflicts without having to come to that point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we looked at the YEAST program, I believe the YEAST program was making some serious contribution. And I heard like your former member of parliament, mm-hmm. Jeff Lloyd, raise hell when they cut it out. Now, I was sure that when he came in, they was going to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they not bring back YEAST,
mm-hmm.
they cut out some programs that had the potential to be able to lessen the amount of monies that we're spending on rehabilitation service.
Okay.
Like the shock treatment, where so many young persons have benefit, lives are being turned around. No, we didn't save all. But we knew that we was basically dealing with persons that people have cast away.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized that even if we saved one, it would have been a success story.
Okay.
We also had a program called Violence Interrupters,
mm-hmm.
which, and a lot of people, when I made that video, they misquoted me. They saying that there was $20 million available for me for mm-hmm. that program.
Mm-hmm.
But the IDB had loaned, given the Bahamas government, a loan of $20
million, mm-hmm.
which was supposed to go to instituting the Violence Interrupters. Also, there was 9 youth centers that were supposed to be built.
Okay.
Under the former administration, the PLP administration, 2 of those centers was open before the F&M administration come in.
Mm-hmm.
So in the whole 4 years they being in, with the money in place, they ain't open none.
Mm.
The program, we had already designed the program from the PLP administration.
Okay.
That program couldn't get rolled out. So we have a citizen security and justice like department,
mm-hmm.
what's been making some good money off the Bahamian government,
mm-hmm.
but they ain't doing nothing. Where's the results of what you're doing for years?
Mm.
So when I was irate, I wasn't irate because of me, because when I was working with the Ministry of National Security, I wasn't making no money, man.
Yeah.
$20,000 a year, what kind of money that is for a buffet? But I like what I did. So my frustration and my disappointment was with the programs
mm-hmm.
that they cut because they didn't see the value in prevention and intervention versus rehabilitation.
But I don't know if you could say they don't see the value if they have someone like a Jeffrey Lloyd in the room. He understands better than anybody the value of what it was things like the YEAST program, you know, meant to the society. So when you say they do not understand, I don't know if that is the correct language.
See, what I said from the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they go into parliament, mm-hmm. it seems like they go in with all their senses. But as soon as they get in the room, like amnesia or something is kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they change.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I've seen so many people go into the House of Parliament, the walls of parliament, and they change like what they really all about.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have a big problem in this country. When we look at the amount of murders that we've been experiencing in our country over the past almost 15 years, we've been averaging about 100 a year.
Right. We've done a lot better than that over the last 3 years.
Now, here's a serious dynamic. We say that these persons that are charged with murder, they should not be given bail.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't give them bail, then we violate their constitution rights because right. the constitution say a man is innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
The problem is not to lock up somebody, don't give no bail. The problem is how do we bring them to court in a reasonable length of time?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody once said, justice delayed is justice denied.
Right.
We need to start like to clear out like the dockets that we have that are filled with like a lot of cases that are being piled upon each other.
Mm-hmm.
There are persons that are being charged with murder for 10 years and he ain't not that day in court here.
Mm.
We need to fix that.
Right.
Now, under the PLP administration before the F&M administration, right? There was a program that was set forth like with Swift Justice, and
mm-hmm.
this is what part of the $20 million was supposed to go towards.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could speed the process up with somebody being arrested to somebody being before the court.
Isn't that what the voluntary bill of indictment does, the VBI?
Yeah, that was, all of that was part of it,
yeah.
But that was never rolled out.
Yeah.
Here was the plan. The plan was to be able to create community courts.
Okay.
So if Pookie go to court, he gets locked up for thief and cheese doodle.
Right.
He don't need to be in the magistrate court.
Okay.
He goes to community court.
Yeah.
So now you can sentence him and let him paint the wall or somebody do graffiti on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going to magistrate court,
and
they go to community court
yeah.
where community sentence them to work inside the community.
Right.
So here's what you do. You upgrade the community and then now you take some of the backlog out of the magistrate.
Right.
So the magistrate then becomes a good conduit for the Supreme Court.
Right.
Because now they can handle more serious cases rather than dealing with a lot of, if I could use this word, petty cases.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now the voluntary bill of indictment, what that does is like to do away with like
preliminary inquiry. Mm-hmm.
You know what costing us thousands and thousands of dollars and wasting the time when we could be able to say, look here, what you going to do? The other thing was supposed to be plea bargaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we present the evidence before the attorneys or whatever and say, now look here. Now, if you waste a court time, this is what your client facing. Your client could be guilty, but look here, this is what he get.
Yeah.
It could be a seriously reducing sentence, but then what you do is you take that person off the street, so now you don't have to worry about them
mm-hmm.
Dealing with more murders.
Right.
All right, take for instance, just say you get locked up. You charge with murder. Your biggest or your guard then becomes like your lawyer.
Right.
You know you got to find $20,000 to give this man before he go to court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the chances you believing that you could go on a job whether it's construction or whatever, because in most cases, you don't have like a trade.
Right.
And you could be able to save the money to pay the lawyer while taking care of your necessary bills in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So a fella now, because he know he's facing like serious time in jail, right? He got to find that lawyer money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So how you think he going to do that? He going to take on more cases where he can go out there and be a hired gun, or he going out there to rob.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So yes. Where we are now, what we are now faced with. We're faced with a system that's using the same system that was they were faced with to correct the system that they're facing.
Say that one more time for me.
You're faced with a system,
uh-huh.
and you're using the same ideology that created that system to fix the system.
Okay. And you're saying that that is a failed idea.
Because I got to now go and commit crime
to deal with the crime.
To pay for my crime.
Right, because I don't leave law.
No, let's fix that.
Okay.
Let's get you to court. Where you don't even have that opportunity. We get you before the court. We deal with you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If we could do it for, what's the Caucasian lady that lived down in Fort...
Donica Vasili?
Right. She was at court like almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But we got persons out there from the hood.
Yeah, Pookie them mistake 10 years.
Some of them longer than that.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, there have been some steps by the last administration. Like, I think the last administration remove that ungodly requirement that said that magistrates couldn't grant bail. That backlogged the Supreme Court.
I mean, no, that was never removed.
No. That is no longer a thing. You can now get bail in the magistrates' court.
Up until a couple of months, I know somebody that had the magistrate
couldn't
court says
bail.
That it didn't, so they had to rush you from the magistrate court to the Supreme Court.
They fixed that.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
been fixed.
I stand corrected.
And I think that was a tremendous piece of adjustment in legislation because that was nonsense, right? I understood what Mr. Ingram's intention was when he did it. He was trying to stop these drug boys from doing their thing and coming to court and getting bail and going right back to Jamaica in the morning. And so he wanted to stop that, sure. Of course, there were so many people that were caught up in that net, though. Like, you tell your girlfriend, I can slap your teeth out, bam, you go to jail, and mm-hmm. you can't get bail.
Mm-hmm.
And so that created a tremendous, and I'm telling you, I stood before people like then Senior Justice John Isaacs, Cheryl Grant Thompson, who all said, listen, this thing is doing nothing but wasting court time. And so I'm happy to see that that is fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that there needs to be other steps taken in order to ensure that we get a more smooth transition through swift justice?
Only 10 main Supreme Court justices we have.
Okay.
Okay, the Attorney General has already conceded that. It takes 4 months to try every, 3 months, sorry, to try every murder case.
Mm-hmm.
So each court then can only do 4 cases
okay.
per year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 6 of those 10 courts, they concentrate on civil matters.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have 4 courts that are dealing with criminal matters.
Mm-hmm. And we had a gun court at some point?
We still have a gun court.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You don't hear much about it, but we still have a gun court.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So what we have to do, is take some of the strain off of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Because the magistrate court don't have the power to preside over certain type of cases.
Right. Right. Certain things are outside of the jurisdiction of the magistrate.
Exactly. But this is where, like the voluntary bill of indictment plays a big role.
But again, that is a legislative matter because here's the deal. Remember now, laws govern the courts as well, you know. And so all the parliament would have to do is go and amend the law. Like, for instance, if you have a matter that exceeds $5,000, you have to go to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they could go in the parliament and change it to $20,000.
Exactly.
And reduce the workload in the Supreme Court.
Now, the
court
other
overnight.
Thing, what they have to do is to find a way, how do we, even if we do, let's say we take out a year or 2 year plan,
mm-hmm.
that we're going to bring in, like, if we need to, bring some retired, like, justice back. Let's clear out the log.
Mm-hmm.
Let's clear the backlog out.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
All of those cases that have been pending for 10 years, let's see how we could plea bargain them out. Let's see how we could get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So now when somebody goes out there and you commit murder today, by the next 2-3 weeks,
you could be in jail.
Yeah.
Plus, I think Bahamians have to not see the word nolle prosequi as a curse word.
No.
I think for whatever it's worth, Ms. Maynard Gibson got a bad name for realizing that there's just sometimes the Crown doesn't have enough to prosecute.
Exactly.
And if the Crown doesn't have enough to prosecute, there's no need for us to be here lollygagging around in a Supreme Court, wasting the judges' time, wasting people's time. Your mommy got to come to court every time you come, and it's just one
not
big
just
nonsense.
That. You're putting the overburden
on the system. Correct.
That's already burdened.
Right. And so you may have an attorney general worth their salt that says, you know what, we need to nolly about 150 of these cases.
I pray to God that Minister Ryan Pinder, mm-hmm. as he comes into the AG office,
mm-hmm.
starts to assign persons from a person that's collected off the road
mm-hmm.
when he is brought into the police for questioning. You have like a prosecutor that's assigned mm-hmm. to that case.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutor then goes and weigh out the evidence
mm-hmm.
and see if there's sufficient evidence to be able to try some people.
Mm-hmm.
Look here, I've heard a couple of quote-unquote gang members.
Mm-hmm.
They come and they tell me, look here, man, this system, these fellas, them is do. They cause people to become like criminal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say that you're arrested. Right, they arrest you and they question you in regard to murder. Never has the police come back and say, look here, we didn't find sufficient evidence for this person.
Right.
They turn you loose with that stigma over your head.
After they parade you on the news.
After they done parade you, they done put you in all the newspaper and all that. They never come back and rescind the fact that they did not have evidence to prove or to support the fact that you committed that murder.
So now I need to go get a gun because I think
people coming
with a gun.
Right. You know, I've heard fellas them say, man, read, but I can't sit down and just wait on nobody to come and take
me
out.
Yeah.
And that's real.
We could
run around at all we want. That's real.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody can be no sitting duck for nobody.
No.
So there are some things that we could do to help the system to be able to be stricken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ain't going to do away with all the crime.
Sure.
But I believe that there are some simple things to put in place that would be able to help the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I'm the smartest fella in the world. You know what I mean? Only 3 subjects that I liked when I was in school, that was break time, lunchtime, and PE.
Okay.
Right? But I've learned some things about business.
Mm-hmm.
right? Business is basically supply on demand. Mm-hmm. When you have a product that's costing you excessive money, mm-hmm. you need to look at that product and see the value of that product to see if you could continue doing the same thing over and over and expecting for that product to bring in some revenue.
Right.
So when we look at the prison system and the amount of money that we're pumping into it, it only makes sense to go and to look at this system to see how we can lower the cost. Mm-hmm. So if I have somebody inside prison for 30 years, right? Man, that person got to earn their keep inside prison. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to grow some pig, grow some goat, grow some chicken. Let's grow some potato. Let's grow some corn.
How do we stop them from getting to the prison, though? Like, that is what I think the goal is. The goal is, let us stop them from getting
exactly.
into the prison.
But see, in one case, you got to stop the bleeding mm-hmm. so you could operate.
Okay.
See, a doctor can't go and go operate until he stop the bleeding.
Okay.
So all of these things need to be working simultaneously. Mm-hmm. You have programs that are preventing, like a shock treatment, like some other programs, a number of good programs out there. Mm-hmm. How do we stop, like you say, poison from going there in the first place? And how do we prepare the persons that are in there so when they re-enter into society, they could be ready to be able to support themselves? Because if you send me out of prison after 30 years, right now I know how to do nothing.
Yeah, I don't lay block.
And my parents, my parents probably dead. Ain't nobody want to take me in.
Yeah.
What gonna happen? I believe they have one block machine down by the prison now. Mm-hmm. They should have multiple block machines. Any project with the government doing, all the blocks should come from prison. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We should make block.
But there are so many conventions that protect against those things. You know, you can't exploit a man's labor.
No, but this is what I'm getting at. Listen mm-hmm. to what the plan is. Mm-hmm. All right? We took, like, the license plate from being pressed down by the prison, mm-hmm. and we...
Put it in the Ministry of Works.
We send money out of the country for
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
They being imported. Mm-hmm. Even the prison uniforms are being imported.
Wow.
No, we need to get, like, certain things back where the prisoners are being able to contribute
to society.
Now, when they do it, we ought to be able to make sure that we put like a certain amount of money in an account for each one of them. Mm-hmm. If you're working, you should be able to get. You ain't gonna get what you're getting on the street.
Right.
Because we got to take care. But right. We put a little something. So when that person come out of jail after 30 years, mm-hmm. he got a little something to start off
jail,
with.
Jail might become a retirement plan, though.
No, but
if you come
to
jail with 60K.
See, if the recidivist rate, right, mm-hmm. was less than it is, then, boy, we could relax. Mm-hmm. But almost 8 out of every 10, according to the statistics, going to end up going back. Mm-hmm. We need to cut that. Jail has become a revolving door. We need to fix that. I go down in the West in the prison, mm-hmm. and on one side they have quote unquote like martyrs, mm-hmm. and on the next side they have order.
Yeah.
Only one they separate like the two,
right.
The two hallway.
Right.
You know what them fellas do all day? They shout insults at one another. So you have like a lot of like tension and a lot of anger building up.
Right.
Why would you do that?
And the minute I get on the street, it's knocking time.
You don't say, because during the course of argument, a man and a woman can argue inside the house, would love each other, right?
Yeah.
And they can tell each other some hateful things.
Yeah.
So imagine brothers them would lock down in prison, would hate each other.
Yeah.
And some things, right, like once you already scarred with that, but that don't go nowhere.
No.
Why not separate? If you know that you're asking the question when you go into prison, who you riding with?
Yeah.
Why would I want to put you where you guys even come in contact with each other?
Yeah. Well, capacity is another big issue. So what I think needs to happen, and this is 15 years ago there, but he was the Minister of Education. I said it to him then. The Minister of Education is going to have to design a plan where we teach behavior to children. That's simple. It's funny that we let people go to college to learn about behavior, right? We teach psychology, sociology. All of those are the study of human behavior. But we let you come all the way through high school and the only thing we teach you is reading, writing, and arithmetic. Mm. We don't teach you nothing else.
And don't even teach you, like, what it means to be a Bahamian. All right, let me ask you a question. You're a learned man. What is Bahamian culture?
I'm not exactly sure if we've identified
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't know. So I had to do a lesson on this before, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know. So I looked up online. You know what they say the Bahamian culture is? Mm-hmm. Junkanoo.
But Junkanoo and Turks and Caicos, so
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. What's unique about us? And I think these are things that we need to be able to establish if we intend for people to be able to have some kind of national pride.
Mm. But again, outside of that, there have been programs that like the Gentleman's Club program, right? And I am a product of the Gentleman's Club. Let me say that I think the product is a marvelous product. Mm. Here is where I think there is some folly to be had, though. I was been okay without the Gentleman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was home putting foot in tail all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the Gentleman's Club had found me or not, I was going to be okay. You needed to be a 2.75 student in order to get inside the Gentleman's Club. I feel like if he is a 2.75 student and above, chances are you could be okay. It was the fellas behind me, the 1.25s, the 1.10s. I feel like they needed behavioral instructions and teaching.
But see, the system don't allow for that, though.
Precisely. They wouldn't even be allowed to enter because they didn't have a certain aptitude.
You know, we are so behind in the Bahamas, and I'm hoping that this new administration will really, like, get on board with this information age that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, like, database basically nowhere.
The word data is right. A curse word in
right.
Bahamas.
So, yeah, where we should be at this point in our national development. From a child come from kindergarten, they should be entered into a database
mm-hmm.
with all of the information, parent, all of these things, and we continue with the guidance counselors in these schools, even if we need to bring in more guidance counselors, be able to update the database. So by that child reached the grade of 9, which is senior school,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to know if that person, based upon the data that we've been collecting, is academically inclined or not.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not academically inclined after the 9th grade, man, we need to be able to prepare them to be able to embrace a future.
Mm-hmm.
I went into schools where kids was in grade 12 with a 0.00 grade point average. But we keep pushing them through the system.
Mm-hmm.
They should be, when you reach at that point with that type of like grade point average, there ain't no sense making that child believe that they can graduate. You ain't gonna graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But let's prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
For life. Let's get you what you're interested in. You into sticking some pipe? You either like want to nail some wood? You should teach them a trade, laying tile or something like that, because there are a lot of people that are not academically inclined, but you put them to do something?
Right.
Look, man, I used to work with this engineer when I used to work down in the Bahamas there. He couldn't pass an exam to save his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the best engineer that Bahamas ever had.
Mm-hmm.
You see them? I've seen young persons that are not like what we quote-unquote call smart.
Right.
But you get them a phone, they could take down that phone and put it back together. They could take down the computer, put it back together. Mm-hmm. Let's stop frustrating these kids inside this school system, pushing them, causing them to go and go learn things what they ain't going to need.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm still upset with my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They had me cutting open frogs and hibiscus, naming the different parts of these. But I never had to do that for me coming to school. So why are you spacing my time? You see what I'm saying? I had to they had me doing things like algebra, right? Mm-hmm. I've never had to use algebra. A plus X equal Y. They should be for like certain people at certain levels based upon where a child is going. We're preparing them for where they're going.
Yeah.
Get that the pool key.
I never had to find X. I had to find mortgage.
You understand what I'm saying?
Never in my life did I have to find X.
But we disregard the basic things. Like, mm-hmm. we prepare people for success, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't prepare them for failure. Success is something that you might experience, but mm-hmm. failure is something that you will experience.
Sure.
We need to be able to prepare people. Look here, you ain't always going to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to mess up some time. Why you think a lot of brothers, as soon as the sister tell them play it over, they won't go cut a movie because they ain't never been taught how to accept that they're going to lose in some areas and some things in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at the system and come up with a national system, a national, like, plan how we educate our kids and prepare them to be able to embrace opportunities.
I agree with you. Let's go to the break. 323-623-2325-4316. 3254259. I'm in studio with Dr. Carlos Reed. You know him as is he still the Hope Man? The Hope Man from the Hope Center? We'll be back after the break.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
COVID-19. Do not panic. Be prepared. Some persons may get worried and feel stressed whenever there's an outbreak of diseases like COVID-19. Do not panic. It is better to be informed and prepared. Talk to a healthcare professional about your concerns. Make a plan for how you will keep your home and workspace clean and disinfected. Practice proper hygiene and preventative actions such as proper hand washing and coughing and sneezing etiquette. Stay informed about local COVID-19 updates from trusted and reliable sources.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Dr. Carlos Reed is my guest. He's in studio with me. We're talking about some of the things that we want to see next. How do we fix the problems? Pookie them killing each other. They ain't playing. They doing it every weekend. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they doing it in the middle of the day. I don't know where Pookie them getting all this time from. I can't find time in my day to go kill somebody.
But not just the time, but you see the type of ammunition that they're using.
I'm talking about the military operations I see in being conducted on some of these.
You know what?
These fellas, look, they practicing this stuff. And where y'all getting this amount of...
Yeah.
Hold on, doctor. Do you know, as somebody that is trained in combat, how much hours it take to be able to execute operations?
Exactly.
And Pookie them doing it. Like, I want Pookie them to go get one job as instructors down at the Defense Force.
I said the other day, right? Like, you know, when they was fighting the war down in Iraq, we should have packed up some of these.
We could export talent.
Yeah, we could export them. Yeah. Yeah, man, we want you to give these fellas some job because these fellas them like shoot gun, they like kill.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I saw the other day, just a couple of days ago, this video that was like circulating over social media, where this fella come and he put one straight in the fella head, one shot coming out of the car.
Mm-hmm. You know what is gammy? The ones that could come out the car while it's still moving, shooting. I don't know how they...
This fella get hit, first shot hit him.
Ali Akbar them wouldn't stand a chance against Pookie them. I'm telling you that right now. We could end the whole war in Afghanistan.
I'm telling you.
If we send Pookie them to go.
I tell you. Look here, Pookie them was on the Defense Force boat, like, you know, where some of your friends... That wasn't going to happen because, look here. see, the only problem... Them and Pookie them, right? You ain't telling no stand down. Yeah. Fella shoot,
yeah.
It over.
It over.
Ain't no hold fire.
Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
And
how are you?
Very well. I would like to make a suggestion and just find out if it's possible. There's about $7 trillion that just passes through the institutions and the banking systems worldwide on a daily basis. And the persons who are willing to learn how to trade like bankers do can really, at least the elite, could actually make a good chunk of money. How do you feel about, especially, you know, persons who may be inclined to see how market moves and how to tap in and siphon some off, learning how to trade Forex indices and just expose them to that to see who all could grab it? Because, look, if you get hooked on that and you do it right, there's no looking back. What y'all think?
That's possible, doctor.
But the only thing is the mentality. You know, when we look at the mentality a lot of our kids, like their motivation, their self value has been like tarnished. Like take for instance in the classroom in today's setting, I like to be real and honest, right? A teacher, she know Pookie.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been talking about Pookie, she know Pookie can't answer the question.
Right.
So who she can pick on to ask the question to? Pookie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now, when Pookie got to stand in the front of all them children, and he get the answer wrong, what you think those children going to do then?
They can laugh.
They can laugh at him.
Yeah.
So Pookie comes out of the classroom, and he got to create his own stage, because he can't shine in that stage inside there.
Uh-huh.
So mentally, he don't feel that he could do anything when it comes to using his mind, because he's being like beat down and his inspiration is being tarnished from inside the schoolroom.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So while like our problem is not where the what we call the kids that are not marginalized, right? They get into things. We got a number of programs like JA and all those things for those kids.
Mm-hmm.
What we need more than ever are programs where the persons that are going into the system that we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
how they can now divert from going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? See, right now, right, the IDB did a study, and the study revealed that the persons that were being murdered and the persons that were doing the crime
mm-hmm.
were all under the age of 25, basically.
Okay.
The majority.
Yeah.
All right. So the plan with this Citizens Security and Justice Unit, where they ain't do nothing for 4 years, right, was to be able to deal with that.
Okay.
The problem was to put youth centers into the inner cities
mm-hmm.
where these kids now in the evening, because we knew based upon the study that they didn't have parents home to be able to assist them with some of the work. And even if they had parents home, the parents were not able to do it.
Yeah, that.
I remember one time one of my son came home from school, right? Yeah. This was years back. He had homework. I want to be a good daddy.
Yeah.
So I said, look at that daddy help you with your homework. He pulled out the buck and he had square root.
Boy, get out of your mommy. Yeah.
He had square root. I say, I look at it, right? I say, boy, hey, look at the teacher show you how to do it. Do it then. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I didn't forget all them kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
So the community centers was going to be able to be equipped with like teachers or retired teachers and social workers to be able to assist these kids so they could get the attributes that were not are available and they're at home mm-hmm. at the youth centers.
Right.
All right. Also, the plan was to get people in these areas that was influential
mm-hmm.
to be able to prevent like shooting before they happen.
Okay.
So let's say that we hire somebody out of each one of these like what we consider to be hotspot areas. Mm-hmm. And all their job is to make sure, but you manage this area. So we put the policing and the responsibility back on the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because the responsibility of policing can't be on the police force because everybody can see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
When the police coming in the area, fellas, them smoking, or what they do? The popo, everybody stop. When the popo gone, we go right back to doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But now you get somebody in your community that you pay in a salary.
Mm-hmm.
And your job is to make sure, boy, look, if something is potentially going to happen.
If you want murder, come see me first.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't murder nobody around here until you
got to see me. Or you got to deal with it. You break into somebody's house, you got to see me.
Yeah.
So now we don't have to police everybody. We hold this one person responsible for being able to deal with the area. Mm-hmm.
There will be no murdering.
It only makes sense.
There will be no murdering in South Beach between 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Thank you.
It only makes sense.
Yeah.
You said, but they shot that down. That was violence interrupters.
Mm-hmm.
You shot that down and the money was available for it.
Mm. Let me read a couple of these text messages. This one says, the court system is being digitized as we speak. It is the integrated court management system. It is a reality. BDVI has been in the prison for the last 4 years. Do you know about that? Doctor?
I ain't hear about it yet. Okay. To be honest, right? I got so discouraged, right? Like, after they shut down the programs, I said, you know something? Let me sit in my little corner and tell my name, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now I need to familiarize myself with a lot of what's going on. So when I open my mouth, I could speak like with data.
Okay. Somebody says, good morning, Mr. Miller. It was not just a photo. It also served as a morale booster and to inform the hardworking men and women that their pressing concerns were being addressed. I don't even know what that's about.
No, that's when you said that the prime minister went down to the hospital.
If I were an advisor of his, I would advise against it. Again, for the same reason President George W. Bush didn't land in Katrina. It takes too much attention. Great show as usual. Question: you read the news, the Haitians going through El Paso to go to the U.S. How the Haitians get all the way to El Paso? And I congratulate them for not coming to the Bahamas. All that means is that Commander Raymond King and his men are doing a wonderful job, and they've decided to take
it. I blame it. I blame it.
Yeah, no, because crime and criminality never stops. All you could do is interrupt its route. And that means that the Commander of Defense Force and the men and women of the Royal Bahamas Defense Force got to be commended.
But you like the Defense Force now. That's one thing.
It's my first love. It's my first love.
You really
the Defense
really
Force is the girl that gave me my first kiss. I could never, ever, ever, ever turn my back on her. Great show as usual. It would hurt my soul to have to come to bring myself to sending my child to public school. I hope I never have to find that out. Okay. Correction, the YEAST program was not a government program, but the Catholic Church, the National Youth Program in Andros. Was government. Okay, wasn't Jeff?
It's the same.
I thought it was the same
because what happened, it started off as a Catholic church.
Right, and then
the government gave intervention into it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, morning. Tell the brother if he goes in parliament, he too will conform the same way as the rest of the parliamentarians. It's a system, my brother. This here says, what does it say? All right, sometimes this stuff is a bit difficult to read. Good day, Mr. Reed. Talks as though he has all of the answers to gang crimes, but what's the difference in what he's doing to the church that he pastors with? What was the government gave him? The government gave him property free. Is it right that he is using the church, I guess, for business and personal gain? Do you want to speak to that, Dr. Reed?
Look, one of the things, like, I try to stay away from is answering, like people. But since it's asked publicly, let me tell you something, right? Everything that we do from a nonprofit standpoint. You know, when we look at our vision, right, we look at the basketball courts out there, right? Every time you pass, they full, right?
Yeah.
So why you ain't talking about them dicks? If you can talk about something, bring a complete picture to it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? During, like, the pandemic, you know how many thousands of young people was able to be engaged positively out there, but I ain't hear nobody say nothing about that. You see what I'm saying? When we look at the car wash out there, right? Do you know that every one of those fellas at Waco there, they get 50% of whatever they make? So they're really being taught how to do business.
Right.
We don't make no money from that. When you don't look at, like, we supply all of, like, the stuff that they need. We buy the equipment, the vacuum cleaners and all of
that. So you basically keeping them off the street. You're keeping them too busy to kill.
Right. Yeah. What we're doing is, like, you know how much poison that have come through there? Right? Let's look at the landlord. Landlord started out there. He have his own couple car wash.
Right.
Solo started out there.
Right.
He got his own car wash. Not only that, these brothers them got studios. So it's not just we teaching people, we teaching them how to make money, but we also changing their mindset.
Change their mind, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. We have had persons that come from there that are now in university. We have persons on the defense force, the police force. So I believe that Operation Redemption doing
assembly.
What it's supposed to
the
do.
House of Assembly.
The House of Assembly. Look at Travis. Travis used a wash car. You see what I'm saying? So what people got to do is get their mind off the gutter and look at the success. You see what I'm saying? See, everybody won't be an expert on how it's supposed to be done. But look here, man, I lived this thing for the past 30 years. I've been helping people for the last 30 years. Now, people can stand on the outside and they can throw stone. But I realized one thing in life, that if you stop to deal with every stone we get thrown at you, you ain't never gonna get where you... This, supposed to go?
This one says, tell College Reed, algebra could have helped him in many areas of his life, but he didn't know when to apply it. Well, you ain't only mean Carlos. You mean, listen, I am very good at basic mathematics. You don't know nobody on this planet that could do percentages.
You can't rob me.
No, percentages? Oh, no, I got that to science. And I don't care what the percentage is, 33.75, whatever. Whatever percentage you tell me, I can figure it out. Man, don't ask me to find X. And my other question is, why X keep moving? Every time I find X somewhere else in this, I think that was...
But you know, it really supports something based upon what the person in the text say, right? Everything has its place, you know. You don't take it out, but you make sure that you apply it to the people that are heading in that area. You see what I'm saying?
They say maybe we should teach Pookie to convert pounds to kilograms and estimate the cost of his product. I think it's about packaging the presentation of education to match the individual's interest and motivation.
Exactly. So
there may be something
exactly.
there. Good morning. Great conversation. Agree that our value and self-worth in the home and as a people lay the foundation for where our country is and will be. Agree with prosecutorial reform, but we must be careful to give rights to the victims of crime if we do better by the accused. I agree
as well.
And that is why the Nolly Prosecute becomes something that's so touchy, because not because I don't have enough evidence to try you means that my daughter or my brother ain't dead.
Right.
And so now, since the court couldn't convict you, no problem. I send in my knocker to come get you.
And then they will
kind of find enough evidence to convict me.
You know, Levon, I want to share a real truth with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like when you see people getting killed, people think that they're gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing like the killing. But let's say, right, that you have a system what you feel that not like give you the justice that you believe that you deserve. And you see this person which you deep down, like you know that this person like kill your loved one, your friend, or something like that. You see them every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a bit much for a lot of people. So there's a lot of like law-abiding citizens that sometimes take like the law in their own hand because they don't feel that the system like gave them the justice that they believe that they deserve.
This says, if BTVI is in the prison, I hope they are assessing character. You do not want to create a digital super criminal. We'll have another kind of problem on our hands. This is a thing. White hat scientists do not teach their skill to persons with clear ill intent. Let's take one last phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, hey, how are you?
You can hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, that's Vigilante Justice with Carlos talking. But Carlos, enough respect, Mr. Blind One Popper.
Hey, Popper.
Carlos, I ain't sure if that's your voice. Hey, or now what's up? But it touched me the other day. And this interruptus, what you talk about, right? I think that's something what needed. I think you mentioned if that was you in the WhatsApp, but the $20 million what was done allocated. I wonder if it's still
yes,
there.
Sir.
Is this something what you could use in all the communities if you decide or the government decide to work along with you on this marijuana bill? Some you say you don't like to answer some things publicly, but when it asks publicly, maybe you'll answer. Maybe you'll say something. This is something we should leave alone, like the former government was doing, or this is something we should carry on. Because a lot of people say maybe if we legalize the use of marijuana, we'll take the power out of the drug dealers' hands who killing and fighting up one another. Some people say medical marijuana, but some us say legalize it straight across the board. And we're talking about adults, Carlos, not children. I'll hang up and listen. Keep up the good work, Carlos. I love you.
Appreciate
thank you.
Baba.
Thank you, Baba. Papa, I ain't getting into that crossfire right now with that, you know what I mean? I believe that we want to stay the course because my good friend ain't got plenty of time on this show, you know? So I believe that's a topic for another day because that once you open that out right now, that goes someplace different. And then I realized, like, when you say certain things publicly, people, like, misunderstand because I understand communication is not what you say, but what the other person understand you to be saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I talk about the $20 million that was given to the government for all of these various programs,
mm-hmm.
people then saying, I want the $20
million. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. This we got time for two more texts. This one says, tell the texter if Pookie turned pounds into kilos, he really going to jail. He's going to be spending more than 20 years in jail. Hi, our black people really need to stop hating on each other. No
yep.
unity, that's our downfall. This
yep.
one here says, in reference to the question about selling food in the church, which is wrong, please ask Reed to answer the question. Well, we don't have time for that this morning, Dex. I'm out of time. Dr. Reed, tell people where to find you, although I know they do know where to find you.
Yeah, we right on the Bahama Game Boulevard and the University of Commons. University Commons and the interjection.
Like,
first of all, right, I want to say this,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say this for everybody who's mm-hmm. listening. Somebody once said, we got to stop eating.
Mm-hmm.
Our center is not a church.
Mm-hmm.
We are a community center.
Right.
The church meets in the community center. That's
right.
not a church. That's
right.
the Hope Community Center.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When you look at the word community center, it has basketball courts, it has computer lab,
mm-hmm.
it has all of these different things.
Yeah.
So when we go there and people come there and they need something that we shouldn't provide.
Yeah. Well,
come on now.
Well,
come on. We need
coming.
To grow up. We
appreciate
need to grow the hell
coming,
up.
Dr. Reed. That's my time. You hear my music. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. So don't move. They've got the news for you. That's now.
Specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up.